Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Now, you've also heard a commercial. In fact, you may have just heard it. And it was that commercial that says your credit and debit cards may not work to pay sales tax and tips starting July 1st. They're talking about what they call the credit card chaos law. And I want to talk a little bit about that. I'm a little confused by this. Maybe you are too. We reached out to the people that have put that commercial on the air. They can buy advertising if they want. I'm glad they do. And I want to talk to them more about that insinuation, that expectation. July 1st, you're going to go to swipe, but because we've segregated the tax and the tip from the bill, then how are you going to pay for your tax and tip? It's going to be two swipes. Is it going to work at all? They said probably not by July 1st. So we've reached out to them to explain that to us. And they may yet join us. But in the meantime, here's Rob Carr, who will take the other side. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Rob, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, John. Good to be with you. It's been a while.
Respond to that.
Well, I've rarely in my career seen an ad that is so deceitful. Notice what the wording they use. May. These are the people who operate the system, and they are claiming May. They're trying to convince people that it won't work, but they're not using the won't words because they know they'll get sued and they can't do that. They know it's going to work. So they do changes all around the world. It's not this global one-size-fits-all system that they claim. And so we think it's completely bogus.
Banks and credit card companies, people that are on that side, take the credit card they take a percent of the transaction, both on the thing that you buy, but also on the tax and the tip. And I presume your position is you should maybe be charged a fee for the item you're purchasing, but not the tax and the tip. Is that right?
That's correct, John. So the fee, depending on who you believe, the average fee is somewhere between 2.5% and 3%, and it is currently charged on the total. You're correct in that we don't believe that Illinois businesses that take electronic payments should be charged those fees on the taxes that we are collecting and administering on behalf of the state and units of local government, nor should we be charged on it for the tips that our customers are leaving for our team members. So really, all they have to do. Is move their fee. If you think about four lines, right, on your receipt, you have the total for the merchandise and services, the tax, the tip, and then the total overall. They've got to move their fee from the total overall to the subtotal. That's it.
So that's a line that's generated on the receipt. The computer must know what that number is. Then go ahead and apply this percent to that, leave the other ones alone, and then total it up at the bottom.
That's 100% correct. And today, they gather that information. Today, a business can ask their processor for a breakout and a report, and we have those. And they provide them a complete breakout by credit card type of how much was spent on merchandise or services, how much was sales tax.
Well, why do you care about this? What business is it of yours or the merchants? What, I mean, the consumer's going to pay, so why do they care?
Well, because we shouldn't be paying these fees, which are increasing all the time. There's no what people don't think is there's no recourse for these fees. It's a take it or leave it approach, and it's all set by the credit card companies and the processors. So these costs have been going up substantially. Depending on the percentage of electronic payments that a business does, they become somewhere between the second and fourth highest expense item. So anytime we can remove an expense item, that at least relieves some price pressure for us, right? Secondly, we shouldn't be charged for services that we're doing for the state and for units of local government.
I can follow that. Now, what's the federal government doing, though? Hasn't the U.S. Department of Treasury inserted itself into this disagreement?
Well, not yet. But it's interesting that – so let's make sure your listeners understand. The banks have always claimed that everything they do is covered under federal preemption, despite the fact – that other courts around the country have said, no, it's not quite that. The lower federal court in Illinois agreed with us and ruled in our favor, said, no, it does not apply to this tangential relationship they have. They have now appealed to the federal court, appellate court, which is set to hear case in second week of May. Then they have now apparently gone to the Trump administration to once again go around a federal court and try to retroactively declare it to be preempted. So it's interesting, and it's going to put Illinois policymakers in an interesting position. Do they protect and stand by the promises they made to Illinois businesses and consumers to get rid of these fees on taxes and tips, or are they going to do side with the Trump administration in depriving them of that?
I want to ask you where we are right now, though. So when I go to a restaurant and use my credit card, am I paying a 3% nick on the tax and tip currently?
Right now, in some form, you are paying it. Certainly the business is, and in some form, the consumer is.
So we want to segregate those, as you described, away from the total and just charge or be charged on the merchandise or the food or whatever. And it, and that is going to start to take place July 1st. That's going to, you know, I presume that's been enacted as a law and it goes into effect on July 1st. Is that right?
Correct. They was supposed to go in effect last July 1st, but the lower federal court had a stay in place pending the litigation. Additionally, the General Assembly decided to delay it for a year, waiting for the federal court ruling. The federal court ruling ruled in our favor, so now it is set to go into effect July 1st, and depending what the federal appellate court does, they could put another stay in place. But we are opposed to any more delays or changes. Let the court rule, and when it's ruled, they will have had, if they rule in our favor, the credit card companies, which are large, will have had over 2 years to put this system in place to make that simple change from putting their fee on line four to line one.
What do you think is going to happen July 1st? Do you have an indication from the court? Are they, in fact, going to rule on this before July 1st? What's going to happen here?
No idea, and I would never presume to guess what a court's going to do.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask the other side, as you heard, to come on and further explain their position in this ad. What are they going to tell me?
Well, they're going to tell you that they can't do it. They're going to tell you, despite the fact that they already have all this information, that they already, and they're going to tell you it's a global system, that that it's one size fits all, which is patently untrue. Their own documents show it. We have it, and we are sharing it with a lot of people. There are changes all over the world that they accommodate. They're going to tell you, and they're going to try to convince, as their commercials do, that somehow this isn't going to work, and you're not going to be able to leave your tip on your credit card, or you're going to have to swipe your card
twice. But I think they're also going to say this, because I have talked to them before, that the mom-and-pop shops out there, which I presume are the majority of the people who use credit cards, have transactions, and have to pay these fees, that it's going to be expensive for them, that they're going to either have to get new equipment or new software. It might not work right away. This is onerous and unnecessary on them. What do you say to that?
Well, I think they need to read the law, number one. They clearly haven't read the law. And number two, that's false, because as I explained a few minutes ago on another question, they already have this information today. So the way the law works is the retailer has the option. If the retailer doesn't want to pursue reimbursement, they don't have to. If they want to, they notify their processor, and then there are two options. Either their processor can say, okay, we'll refund it electronically on the transaction, or the retailer can manually submit the paperwork. They have up to 180 days from the transaction to do it, and then the processor will issue the refund. So there are two options to the merchant. Yeah. So there is no need for any technological changes.
They're going to tell us that I may have to pay in cash or make two separate swipes, one for tax and tip, one for merchandise.
Yeah. Think about how ridiculous that claim is. What do you do today? You walk into a restaurant, tavern, wherever you go today, and you swipe your card, right?
Yeah.
They swipe your card. They bring you sign your ticket, or you pay whatever, you write down your tip, and you leave. They don't charge you again for sales tax. They don't make you pay swipe your card again for tip. Nothing about this law changes that process whatsoever.
Okay. You know, it does seem to me like even a pocket calculator could solve this. You could just say, well, here's what your steak costs. here's the tax and tip. I could hit some numbers on a pocket calculator and probably figure out who owes who what there, but I'm going to give them their say as well, and we'll continue to follow this through the 1st of July. But I think you've explained your side very well, Rob.
Well, thank you. And, you know, if you'd like ever like follow-ups, we're happy to do it and you know, help educate your listeners.
Rob Carr is the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, IRMA.org. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, John. Be well.